And in this session, we're going to talk to Rosie and Lucy from Firth Rickson, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about engineering and what someone entering the engineering profession might expect. So, first of all, what would our girls expect from a career in engineering, just in very general terms?
Well, young girls in engineering, obviously, they're not very there. So, obviously, encouraging more young girls into engineering is positive, and especially young people, because we need to get the young people in to carry on the engineering sector. Otherwise, obviously, people know there are quite a lot of older people in engineering, so we need to get the young people in to be able to carry it forward.
I think with engineering, especially with a company like Firth Rickson, there's lots of opportunity for global travel. There's global companies who we trade across the country, across America and across to places like China. And there's also a chance to be involved in brand new technology, developing an up-and-coming technology that, and you get to be part of that.
Okay, so thinking about the way that you get into this kind of career and Firth Rickson maybe, what would you expect from an applicant? Would someone need to have A-levels, a degree, or are there other routes in?
Well, we got both an apprenticeship scheme and a graduate scheme. So on the apprenticeship scheme, you can come in straight from GCSEs, we'd expect 5 ACCs at minimum, or you can come in on A-levels and we'd expect 3 Cs minimum. And then on our graduate scheme, we'd expect 2-1 minimum, and obviously a mechanical engineering degree or something like that would stand you in better stead. But I know Lucy, she did history, and now she's in engineering, so it's not the end of the world if you've not got an engineering degree.
So that's quite interesting, starting with a history degree and then getting into engineering. How did that work for you? What made you make that choice?
I've become heavily involved at Firth Rickson with quality. I do work in the technical office, so I have some involvement in the metallurgy side, but obviously I haven't got a metallurgy degree, but you can still find your way. And Firth Rickson have put time into sending me on a metallurgy for non-metallurgist course, and they've got a programme called the FR Academy, which develops technical skills. So it's not the end of the world.
And you've mentioned just there a couple of sort of professional development routes within the organisation. Is there anything more that you can say about what further training or learning that takes place once you've been accepted for a post at Firth Rickson?
I mean, in Firth Rickson, the reason why the Firth Rickson Academy was set up is for people that feel they need training, where it might be to improve your IT skills. I mean, at the minute we're running a leadership programme, which is for our managers, but our graduates are going on that. I mean, I've been on a advanced Excel course, and if you bring something up with your line manager that you feel you need training on, then something will be worked out for that. So if you come in and you're on your graduate scheme, you're not just getting training in your job, you'll get training that will further your career within Firth Rickson or anywhere else as well.
So when our girls, I keep forgetting we've got some lads here from other schools as well. So when the students leave here tonight, what would you hope they walk away with, having learned from you guys, apart from everybody else?
I think I'd hope that they'd walk away thinking that engineering would be an exciting career. It's not just for boys, it's definitely for girls as well, but the boys are appreciated. And that in general, you don't have to, at this such a young age, know exactly what you want to do. In my case, I've completely taken a left turn, but it's not the end of the world.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much indeed for that. Really helpful.